I says, whoever chained the bike to the tree outside, if someone's going to steal that tree, a bike's not going to stop them. Are we rolling right now?
Yeah, Red, of course we're rolling.
Oh, that's great. This is Loser Lee's Wrestling. Loser Lee's Wrestling. This is the Woos and Whats of AEW Dynamite. My name is Red Jefferson. I am here with no one. That voice was just my voice pretending to be Moet. Moet has some personal birthday matters to take care of, and we all wish everyone at Loser Lee's Wrestling wishes him a very happy birthday, Moet Jaswal. Everyone give it up for Moet Jaswal. But I'm flying solo. We're going to do a real short show, because I don't have that much wind in me to take up the full hour. Well, I'm sure I could, you know, if I really try. But I don't think we're ready for that yet. Like, we have to work our way up to that. But let's just jump in. AEW Dynamite, the Woos and Whats. By the way, you can follow us on Loser Lee's Wrestling on Instagram, YouTube. You can check us out on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, which is what you're listening to right now, probably, you should be reviewing. Please review. You don't think we want those? You could type anything. It takes seconds. 5 stars, anything you want to say. But yes, we're going on with AEW Dynamite. Just finished watching it. What a show. What an interesting thing. I feel mixed on it. Feel better about the first hour than the second hour. But let's jump in. Woos. My biggest woo of the evening. I got John Silver versus Hangman Page. John Silver's growing on me. I wasn't expecting him to grow on me so much. But being the Elite, he's pretty charming. He's kind of charming, and Moet loves him, and I'm sure he's going to like this match. And it's a good match. It's a very fun match. The things I really liked about it, though, Hangman Page, he walked out, and they made a mention that he didn't have a drink with him, which makes me feel better about how much offense John Silver was getting, because I feel when Hangman Page isn't going through troubles, he could easily handle John Silver. But the fact that he's trying to get off drinking, maybe that's part of it. And he's just, you know, doesn't have his wits about him. That's why it was such a competitive match. But the best part was Evil Uno at the end. He gets on the mic and he's basically just trying to be friends with him. He's just trying to be friends with Hangman Page. And he's kind of like talking about the Elite like they're the cult. And that they're just, in all honesty, the Dark Order, they're just good guys. Like, they're not really, besides Brody Lee being very abusive, if you watch Being the Elite, they're all having fun. They don't just talk to each other. Anna Jay talks to Ty Conti all the time. And then you see John Silver playing games with, all the guys on Being the Elite. You see what I'm saying? It's not really a cult thing. It's just a fun time, and they just want Hangman Page to join that fun time with them. Really fun, great Evil Uno. I'm a big fan, and he's doing a lot of great work, and he's so good on the mic. He should be talking more, especially for that group, in regards to Brody Lee. My next big woo of the evening, and this is the biggest woo I've got with this show, it's Taz choking out Cody. Taz comes out, and he's got Powerhouse Hobbs. He's Powerhouse now. We're not talking about Will. I don't know how I feel about that yet. But he's kind of flumbering on the mic. I don't know if flumbering is a word, but that's what he was doing. It sounded like he was struggling a little bit. He kept messing up. Then they cut the mic, and then they kept cutting the mic on him, which I think is amazing. I'm a big fan of when they kind of break that backstage curtain, when they allow the producers to kind of affect the show. Cody comes out. The greatest thing. I love Taz. I really do. And he pisses me off a lot because sometimes he's real repetitive, and I don't think he makes a lot of sense sometimes, but man, do I want to see him fight. And the idea that he grabs Cody tonight and he puts him in the Taz mission, super exciting. I was standing up with it. I want to see more of that. The issue is I don't know if he'll ever have a match again. I would love for him to. If there's an old man coming back to wrestling, I would love for it to be Taz. But he always complains about his back, and I've been waiting for so long, I don't think I'm going to get it. Either way, very fun segment. That's probably the highlight of the show for me. My next woo of the evening is TH2 versus Top Flight. Top Flight is very fun. They're doing a good job these days. THQ, not THQ, the video game developer, but TH2, love them. loving Helico, love Jack Evans. And Helico, I think, is... I don't know what it is that he needs, but he works great with Jack Evans as a tag team. I'm just thinking of him as a singles, what he would need. I don't know if he needs anything, but there's definitely something. I don't know. But as a team, they're great. Love the match. And also, I just want to talk about TH2's music and entrance. Then just dancing out there. That music's pretty great. They're doing a good job with production in regards to that. And to regards to their music and dancing. Great job. Next woo of the evening, we got Inner Circle versus SCU. Inner Circle was real fun. It was Chris Jericho and Jake Hager versus Christopher Daniels and Kazarian. Christopher Daniels and Chris Jericho both started around the same time, and they've never wrestled each other, which was fine. And I thought it was pretty fun match that they had. And the beatdown afterward was okay. Nothing real special out of MJF tonight in particular, but this was a good match. I enjoyed it. Good work. I think MJF's gonna be facing Kazarian next week. No, Chris Jericho's gonna be facing Kazarian next week, which should be good. Should be exciting. There's a lot of great things happening next week. Then I would like to say the last big woo of the evening is Moxley taking out Omega in the tunnel. Now, him talking afterwards went a little long, even though it was pretty okay, but it went too long, and Kenny Omega was selling forever. It felt very bad. But the entrance, when Kenny Omega was coming out for this contract signing, and he does that tunnel entrance where he's the silhouette waiting for the sweeper girls to finish up their dance routine, but all of a sudden you see Jon Moxley hunched over, walking out, do his neck crack gimmick, and then beats up Kenny Omega in the tunnel with the silhouette. Amazing. Great thing. Great job. Great visual. So much fun. That's a good work. That's good work. I feel that shouldn't happen yet. I feel like that's something that would have been a lot cooler if it happened well into his run where he's been using that tunnel for a while. I think that would have been pretty cool. But, you know, they hotshot it a little bit, but it was great. It was good for the moment. Excellent job. Promo was too long. They should cut it down, but that's okay. That's all my woos. That's all the positive things I have to talk about. But I'm not done there. I still have to go with the what's. What's of the evening. The big boo-boos. The things that nobody wants to talk about, but we gotta. We got the Kenny Omega promo that he did in the back. He sounds like he's rambling sometimes. He's trying to make allusions to how it's like a reverse of last year where everyone's talking about Kenny Omega. The past couple of years as the best wrestler ever. And now they're talking about Jon Moxley as the best wrestler of the year. And he's trying to use some fun imagery from the past year. I don't know. But he kept going and kept talking. It was rambling. And yeah, like I am. It sounds like this podcast right now. Imagine this podcast was on your wrestling show. You don't want that. You can. I wouldn't recommend it. But so that was my big, not the biggest what, but it was definitely a what of the evening. Let's see what else we got here. My next big what of the evening. This is just infuriating. These Darby Allin videos where he's talking about, who is he talking about? FTW, and he's going to have a match with Cody against them next week. And he spray painted on his car and lit it on fire. I am just so, they're so full of them. They think so highly of themselves. These videos have such an ego to them. I can't stand it. And JR, he doesn't even know what to call him. He's just like, here's another unique video from Darby Allin. That's how he introduced it. Please stop those videos. There's so much better ways to get over a character, or at least put some thought in the videos. You're doing a lot of production. You could have a little story or some more characters. I don't know. Think about it. Next up, my other what of the evening is Mero and Kip's video game extravaganza. They just have this segment that they're going to do, and then all of a sudden, Orange Cassidy comes out, and he turns off their video game system, like, almost immediately. You didn't even get to see what this segment was going to be about, and then it breaks out into a backstage fight versus the best friends, which is fine. I'm fine for backstage fights, and this looked fun, and Mero did a cool grab the camera, and he's like, get out of my way, in a very cartoony video game. It's great. I like that. But the idea of, why even show, why not just beat them up? Why not just beat each other up backstage rather than pretend you're going to be having this segment that you've never done before? It just feels, I don't know, it just feels corny, you know? It feels like they're pushing it. I would like to see a video game step again. I care nothing about Kip Sabian right now. I really don't. I don't think they've done a good job of making me care about him. Miro, I care about because of his time in WWE. I like him as a person, it seems. And I feel like there's glimmers of something good here. There's glimmers, but I feel that nobody's going to be inconsistent. Nobody's being consistent. There's too many highs and lows. I want some, just some content that's not, that's explaining them as people or who they are. I don't know who they are to each other. Are they friends? They don't act like it. They don't seem very friendly. Like, they're friendly to each other, but it doesn't seem natural. I don't know. But maybe it's natural on Twitch. Maybe that's where the chemistry lies. And maybe I'm just not seeing it. Okay. Moving on. Next big... This is even a what. And I actually should cross this off. But I'm going to say it just since it's on here. And now I have six whats. I should have looked at this before. Hikaru Shida versus Anna Jay. I love Hikaru Shida. I think she's great. The issue is with her, sometimes she's just not in the match. Like, it takes a while. Like, if you watch this match, the first half, before they went to commercial break, they were both asleep. It seemed like they were both asleep. Shida was not hitting hard. She was not moving fast. There was no explosiveness. There's no fire. Halfway through the match and the kendo stick gets involved, that's when you see Shida's fire. And I would love for her to activate that sooner. Especially in a match with Anna Jay, who's not as experienced. And if you seem like they both were very sluggish in the beginning, but the part that I don't like, Abaddon, she comes out at the end, after Shida wins the title, retained the title, and Abaddon comes out. If you haven't seen her, she's been on Dark a lot, and she's this disturbing looking presentation. And I get it. And like, it's like a horror show presentation, and I could see a place for this character, but it's not clicking to me. It feels so absurdist. This character is so absurd outside the realm of wrestling. They don't talk. They show no expressions. I can't imagine them ever being in pain. It seems too absurd for me, but maybe I'm being a fogey. Maybe I'm being crazy. But she grabs the belt and licks the belt, and there's blood on the belt now, and what are you gonna do? I feel like there's other women on the roster that are far very deserving of this type of opportunity, but I guess they're trying to build new people, and they're trying to get this is an interesting character. You know, I'm not gonna be too critical. Let's cross this off. It's not a what. It's not. Moving on, this fucking Matt Hardy promo. He does a Matt Hardy promo. I guess he's Money Matt or Mattitude, I don't know. And he says this thing. He's kind of doing that. And maybe it's Money Matt. I don't even know the different mats. I really don't want to know the different mats. It's just another one. And he says in there, survive, thrive, and win. It was just very... Matt, come on, dude. I want to like you. And every time you bring me back in, you just lose me by giving up. You give up the character. Like, every time you're onto something, you give it up the next week to do a different thing. It seems like you get bored easily. And maybe, man, I get a Game Boy. Just stop. Man. Last what of the evening. This last what of the evening. We've got Lance Archer returning after the Butcher and the Blade versus Phoenix and Pac. I believe it was Butcher and the Blade that won. They start beating down on the the Death Triangle, and then all of a sudden Lance Archer comes out. He clears house, but it's just an awkward beatdown. Why does Lance Archer want to help anyone? Why does he care? I like him as a face. I like the idea of him as a face. I don't think you could have Jake the Snake with him as a face. I don't see Jake cutting face promos anymore. Maybe he can, but. Man, do I want to boo Jake? I feel like it was just, it didn't seem planned. I don't like the idea of him being friends with anyone ever, and him helping anyone ever is a bad idea to me, because I don't like that as a character choice. I see him as this, you know, fucking Vietnam vet that's just driving into war. He's always going through a flashback. He just wants a fight. And I don't see him as having buddies. But you know, who cares? What do I care? Who does anyone care? Jeez. Now I'm all furious about this. It was a good AEW. I like the Taz thing. John Silver is really growing on me these days. TH2 is great. I would love to see them in the title hunt. I do not care for Young Bucks, but that's okay. Next week, we got some fun stuff. That's the winter is coming. I think there's John Moxley and Kenny Omega. That's going to be fun. We got Chris Jericho and Kazarian. Look at all this great stuff. There's nothing for you to complain about, Red. All right. Well, this has been the woos and whats of AEW Dynamite. This is Loser Lee's Wrestling. Please follow us on all the social media platforms. You know, that's the Instagrams and Twitter. Loser Lee's Wrestling on Instagram. Loser Lee's Pod on Twitter. Please review us. You're listening. I hear you. It takes seconds. You can do it right now. You don't even have to finish the rest of the show. And I won't be mad at you. But thank you all so much for listening. I don't know how to sign this off on my own, but I'm going to say bye. Got him. No, that's all.